Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson as she recaps Monday's school board meeting. In that meeting, a few things happened. First, we had, the introduction of the new teachers. We had Spanish trip requests. We had some fundraiser requests. We had some programs. We had a lot of things going on in that meeting, a pretty busy meeting. First off, Cassie, take us through some of the highlights of that meeting.
I think always introducing new staff is exciting. Every year we have six, I think, going to be fantastic teachers joining us. We have one at North Star, one at the high school, and then four at the middle school. And we also got to introduce our new intervention strategist. So Mr. Nick Payton is going to be joining us and working with Angela Nelson and Angie Mitchell and all the guidance counselors. So just one more layer of support for kids and families who might need help finding services in the community. And just, trying to continue to build a good, strong program for a positive school district and, opportunities for kids to grow in different ways academically, but also social, emotional, and with their mental health.
On that same topic of growing with students and becoming better, you guys also did something with the IowaNet High Academy, establishing a program for alternative students. Take us through that program, why it's important for the district.
This is something that we were invited to take a look at earlier this summer, and we're really kind of blown away by the opportunities that it does provide for students. It will be only for a very small group of kids, but it's one more opportunity that when kids are struggling in a regular school setting for a variety of reasons, we have several different layers of programs they can attend to basically help them get to that date of graduation. This is just going to be one more of those. So if they truly, because of medical or behavior or situational incidents, can't be in our buildings, then IowaNet High will bring a teacher in and help educate them pretty much one-on-one. And then we will, of course, pay for that service, but yet the kids stay on our enrollment and can actually earn a Knoxville High School diploma. And I think that's really important to us. We feel like it's a way we can support those students that really, life has thrown them such a curveball, and we want them to have that diploma so that they have open doors for the next stage of their life. And so we will be able to start that here in August. And I think a few of our kids will probably get to experience that program this year.
On the same topic of, learning and growing, I think my experience, I think everybody's experience, when they get to see the world and visit the world, their life view changes. And one thing, it seems like we just talked about the Ecuador trip. I know that's a big thing. And now getting ready for another Spanish trip, a way for these kids to see the world and see a different culture and kind of take things in and learn a little bit more without being in the classroom.
Yeah, I think I would love to be a high school student in Spanish class now with Mrs. Lee and Mrs. Splavik, and they are getting ready to take kids to Costa Rica. So very excited. That will be a plan. They'll do a lot of work this year, but when the students came back and presented to us after their Ecuador trip, I was so impressed. The way they could articulate what they learned and the experiences that they gained and their desire to really have an impact on the world was huge for, for the board, myself, and everybody in the room. And the fact that these two teachers are willing to put the time in and take kids on another trip is really exciting. And we're very proud of our teachers and the kids that went, and we're excited to see who wants to go next.
Yeah, and with that same thing, the board also approved the fundraiser for the trip to help raise money for that. Some bracelets, take us through that.
Yes, and I don't speak Spanish, so I'm not even going to attempt the name, but the name of the company for the bracelets is actually the motto for the country of Costa Rica. And so that was kind of a little play on words, and I think a way for the teachers to provide some clues to kids before they announced where they were headed, which was really special. So if anyone wants to support that trip, they can get a hold of Mrs. Lee or Mrs. Splavik or one of the Spanish kids and buy a bracelet.
School starts next week. It's already here, the next school year. How excited are you?
I'm pumped. It's going to be awesome. We've had new teacher training, orientation. We've got our cooks coming in and our bus drivers will be in this week. The custodians have done a fantastic job. I toured all the buildings yesterday. And once again, they have knocked it out of the ballpark as far as getting our buildings to sparkle. visiting with kids. All of our first practices started Monday for our high school teams and had an opportunity to visit with a few of them. They're excited to get back into a routine and a schedule and ready to compete here in just a few weeks. My favorite day of the year is that first day back and seeing kids come in the building. I generally try to be at West Elementary because those kindergartners are the absolute cutest. But our full staff come back on Monday the 19th and our kids come back on Friday the 23rd and we are ready.
Is there anything else people should know about the Knoxville School Board meeting on Monday?
One of the things that the board did do, as is typical every August, is they approved the student handbook. There's a few changes, not a lot of changes. The kids will get to learn about those with their teachers in the first couple days of school. We have a lot of things for resources on our school website, so I really encourage parents and anyone really to go to our Knoxville school website, and you can find a lot of good information as well as the calendar of events, and our kids are going to be busy this fall.
Thanks to Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.